This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you are a farmer and you want your crops to grow, you are probably going to turn to fertilizers to make that happen, right? If you're a fertilizer company and you want to grow, what do you do? Well, mergers is what you do. Two big Canadian fertilizer companies are doing that. Marketplace's Jed Kim explains what the deal might mean down here south of the border.
The two companies are Potash Corp and Agrium. By the way, potash is essentially potassium fertilizer. Agrium is a made-up name. Anyway, Chuck Magro would be CEO of the new group. In the investor conference call, he called it an exciting day.
We are combining in a merger of equals to create a world-class integrated global supplier of crop inputs.
Maybe that doesn't sound exciting, but it would create one of the largest crop nutrient companies in the world. The market cap is estimated at $26 billion. Potash is the world's largest fertilizer producer. Agrium has a major retail network. Roger Dahlgren, a professor of agricultural economics at the University of Arizona, says joining means synergy.
You can eliminate the passage of product from one business entity to the other, and by eliminating that passage of product, you can drive down your costs for moving product through the system.
And indeed, the companies say they'll save $500 million a year. But others see it as a loss of competition with negative impacts. Harwood Schaefer is director of the Agricultural Policy Analysis Center.
Ultimately, farmers will pay higher prices for their potash.
Now there's a new wave of agribusiness mergers. Dow and DuPont, China National Chemical and Syngenta, and Bayer's bid for Monsanto. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.